Dialogue 26. Hey, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, Tim. It isn't New Year's yet. It's only 9:30.
We have a couple more hours to go.
Oh, it is close enough. Besides, in Times Square, they already dropped the ball half an hour ago.
Okay, fine. You're probably right. I won't be seeing you tomorrow, so I'll say Happy New Year a little early.
Are you doing anything special for New Year's? Something with your family?
No, not really. We aren't people who do very much. I mean, what is there to do anyway?
When I was younger, I always had to watch the Rose Parade on TV.
Yeah, I did that a little too. People would spend so much time making those floats.
I used to imagine what it would be like to ride in one of those floats. Would have been really cool.
I had some crazy friends that would show up the night before and sleep out to ensure good spots on the street.
That is what you call a little crazy. Staying up, I can understand, but sleeping outside in the middle of the winter?
Well, it was Southern California, so it wasn't that cold. And some people consider sleeping outside with friends fun.
You're right. Sometimes you find people sleeping out in the Quad or White Plaza protesting one thing or another.
But I think they get more people there for the social factor than for the cause.
So you really aren't doing anything at all? Not even staying up?
Oh, I'm sure that I will be up when the New Year comes in. But not to set off firecrackers and blow horns.
Just because you don't go to bed that early anyway, right?
Right. What are you doing? You must be doing something.
Well, I'm going to stay up with my family. And tomorrow, we're going to the zoo.
The zoo? I love the zoo. Haven't been there since I was 10, though.
Really? You seem like the kind of guy who would go to the zoo twice a year or so.
Only in my dreams. But it's okay. I have a dog that I can pet all the time. At the zoo, you can only look.
What you need is a petting zoo. Then you can touch all the animals, too.
Hey, I am doing one thing especially for New Year's. I'm making New Year's resolutions that I probably can't keep.
Then what is the point in making them? If you can't do them, and you already know that, you won't even try.
At least it lets me reflect on things I would have liked to have done.
Well, how about making some realistic goals and actually trying? That's what I'm doing.
Well, what is realistic? Knowing me, I probably won't be able to make anything at all. Not even brushing my teeth every day.
I want to read my Bible every day, pray, do abdominal crunches, chew slower, you know, easy stuff like that.
But I still don't think I could read my Bible every day without messing up.
Uh-huh. That is your problem. Once you mess up, you shouldn't stop trying. You try all year. Start over every day.